Lord, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We thank you for the beautiful blue sky. We know it's not that way in every point all over the earth, but once in a while it gets beautiful in certain places. And we just thank you for how beautiful it is today. We thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your salvation. We thank you for Jesus and the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. And Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for you yourself. You're so beyond our understanding, but we know you're good, you're glorious, you are beyond all words. And we're depending upon the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost to touch Brother Freedom today and to touch our hearts who are here. Lord, I know I'm needy. I need all the help I can get from you and from many touches. I just thank you, Lord, for touching us today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this day. Father, I feel like that dream where I've come to almost the end of my way. Father, I just pray that you'll move on our hearts in a very special way, a very anointed way. I pray that you'll move mightily in a mighty way. Last night when you came upon me, oh Lord, I'd like to have that next anointing that I needed this day. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, what does it mean when we come to the place that we have nothing to offer in ourselves? And that's the place of when you pull your pockets out and you haven't got no money in it, when you're sort of broke, when you got no place to go, that's when you're sort of on the bottom. And spiritually, we can get to that place too. We're on the bottom. We don't really have nothing to offer, and we try to wing it. It don't work, but God wants to move in our hearts. That's where trust comes, and it's so important. The Bible says that we might trust in Him in all things, all ways, and we have to lean not on our own understanding. I believe that's why we need the infilling of God's glorious Spirit within us, that power that's so wonderful. I thought about last night when the glory of cloud came down upon me. I wouldn't have cared what happened at that time, because the Spirit of God was there. Really wonderful. And that Spirit of God is our leadership. He's our direction. And He gives us insight. He gives us things of understanding that we can't even understand in our own mental capacity. But God gives us a way to decipher, to straighten out the kinks that we don't know about, but He can do all these things in us if we stand true in Him. We got to learn to wait upon the Lord. And I truly believe that waiting upon God is one that it's not normal. All of us we want, that's where patience comes in. The Bible says that we must be patient. Waiting upon God puts us in a place that we wait patiently for Him to work within us. And sometimes we may wait and seek, but the time we're waiting, we're actually seeking Him. We're actually wanting to get in something different than what we are. See, to work for God, we have to, more or less, the old man has to disappear. And there's a new man that works within us that's under God's leadership. Now, we were in the same body, but a lot of times when we come to working in the ministry for God, it has to be something led by His awesome power. And sometimes if we want to do it within ourselves, then we're counteracting what God is wishing to do. That's why we need to relax and wait upon Him, that He will remove us and put us in that place like David, Isaiah, all the old men of old, the people were in the Old Testament, New Testament, all the way through, that waited upon God. God moves in mysterious ways, His wondrous to form. It's coming very fast because God's coming in this last hour. He wants the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be ready, be on fire, be moved upon. Oh, it'll be strong, the Lord, in the power of God, but they won't be weak. In ourselves, we're very weak. We're very anemic. We cannot face what we've got to face without God's help. The Bible predicts it, but it's going to happen. There's going to be things that's going to happen that we need a supernatural encounter with God to help us to be able to handle ourselves correctly with what we're facing. And that takes obedience, It takes discipline. It takes persistence. Seeking God, that God will move mightily on our behalf. I really believe it. Before long, I may be gone. But there's people on this earth, until Jesus comes, that's going to need help. And I believe that Jesus might come, or he might come today. And if he comes, it's easy. But waiting upon him, it said that day, he didn't shorten the day, but for the elect's sake, that day shall be shortened. What's it mean? There's troubles that we don't know how to face them. We don't know how to go against poverty, if we have to. We don't know how to go against lean times, where we don't have enough food and all these things, which could happen. And the way the things look in this world, they could happen because of our weather. Weather is pulling a great factor in all things. But God uses weather because he handles it. We have to learn to cope whatever we face. It may not be easy, but God says, I'm bigger than what you're facing. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. And we need to be ready, whatever situation. And I'll tell you, where we really get messed up, we start following a pathway that God doesn't really want us in. And if we get in that pathway, then we're hearing not the things of the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall, the renewing is something we all have to do. We have to renew ourselves day by day and practice it to be not deceived. Jesus said, he said, the 24th chapter of Matthew, he says, be not deceived. There'll be a lot of deception. It says that many things will happen to deceive the very elect, to deceive those last days. And we need to be on target with God, that our eyes are registered from heaven, that we speak what God would have us speak. We'd understand what God would have us understand, that we might be that light that will shine. Oh, come, I see the light of God that's got to shine in our hearts in a very powerful way, that we might illuminate the darkness around us. That us as Christians, you're going to have a light that shines. It shines right now. And everywhere we go, that's the spot of God upon you. And the Spirit is, there is liberty, there's power, there's blessings, and there's strength. The Bible says, be ye strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put ye on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Withstanding is that you have a power, a strength to withstand. Endurance is something you have to endure. Whatever time it takes, you've got to endure. And we have to fight that good fight of faith, enduring whatever time it takes to endure for the Lord. We can't quit, because if we quit, we're through. Be ye strong in the Lord. That means be strong in whatever we do. We walk not by the sight of men, but we walk by the Spirit of God. Where his Spirit is, there's liberty, there's power, there's blessing. We all know that. But that's why we need to walk upright before God in a very courageous way, a very glorious way. And the Spirit of God has to be the factor that we need to be filled. Our heart has to be full of God's Spirit, the love of God, that helps us to receive what God has for us, that we might be a offspring of God. The Lord's coming back very soon. I don't know exactly how long, maybe 5 years, 10 years might be the day. But we need to be prepared. God's coming back through the clouds of glory. He's coming for the saints, for those looking for his coming. And he's coming, the rewards are with him. All the things that Bible says, lay on our shelves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break into steel. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. Where's our treasure tonight? That's what I'd like to ask. Where is our treasure? Do we count the things that our livelihood here really is the big thing? What's our main? The Bible says in another place, we come in this world with nothing, and we're going to leave it with nothing. So where is our treasure? Our treasure should be in the things that's heavenly. Our eyes should be looking. God sees it, so he understands where we are. What do I really look for? What do I think about? You know, I've been practicing this keeping your mind stayed on the Lord. But what do you think about? You know, if you find yourself, what do you think? Do you think about past days, past things? You can. But God wishes to think upon the things that are good. And it says that things that are lovely, there have been any report of any praise, think on these things. The things that God would inspire us to be a light that would shine. We not think on the things that bring sadness. You know, what we fellowship with really says a lot. And a lot of people don't know it, but ourselves, it's personal. But God sees that personal desire. God sees our personal behavior toward Him. Either we really love Him, or we just got we just do mediocre. And I really believe that mediocre Christians may not make it. Paul said that we have to be strong in the Lord. We have to look for His coming. He's coming for those that's looking. And when you're looking for some, if I was had a friend, we had two people here that was on a trip, I was looking for the day they came back. And that's looking because you're looking for that day that you're going to soon see them. Well, Jesus, He paid His in full that we might have eternal life through Him. He loved us so much that He took and sacrificed His life that we can live. So in return, we should be waiting expectantly, and God wants us to be the top priority. Now see, there's that priority, and then the next priority, I was going to go to China next year, and I was going to go to do all these things. But God wants to be Him first priority. And these others can be priorities, but they gotta not be first. Bible says we gotta seek Him first. And that's really where I truly believe the church world's at. I didn't know it, and God's just opened up my eyes now. That's why I've started the way it is. You know, I've been watching a lot of programs, church ministries. And I didn't know until about right now. When I had a church quite a few years before I even knew any of you, I had a church up in the hills, and I just loved it. Oh, I just loved it. You know, it was just tailor fit for me. I just didn't have to worry about finances. And I just went up there and hear all kinds of different people come in every week. Had a highway right across. So even New York State, there's people come there and go to serve. Oh, it was just wonderful. And I loved it. So they burned me in for an extra year. I'd actually been there about a year and a half. And they said, well, we'd better vote Brother Freedom back in. So they did. But I wasn't called Brother Freedom then. The next morning, as on a Sunday, Monday morning, I was on my way to a certain place, and when I got the county line to the next county, the Spirit of the Lord says, hey, I don't want you to take up that church. I want you to cancel out. I said, Lord, I love it. He says, I know you do. Do you love me more? That's what I'm interested in. Are you love me more? The Lord told me this last week that a lot of these big, big programs, they was all set on by God, but God still has the final say, when you can go with it, most of them don't want to shut out. We could once been on fire for God, but if we get out here and say we want to go into our moment and go over God's limit, God says, no, you can't do that. See, God, He's the God of the big ones, the little ones, all of us. We all, doesn't make any difference where we are, we got to answer to Him. And that's where the trouble is. When your time's over, Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. We're all, as gross as it sounds, every living thing upon earth, every plant, every tree, everything, every bird of grass, everything, every cow, every cat, everything, it's the cycling. But God's cutting that cycling down now to where there's not going to be no more end cycling. We're pretty close at the end of all this, what's happening. And we need to be wise that God, the signs of times are truly here. It says when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draw nigh. The Lord is at the door knocking. Says, my people, wake up, call, seek me, and you shall surely find me. I'm here to help you. I'm here to arrange your life in my calling, in my direction. Be not unwise as the world is, but be wise in my spirit, and I'll help you. But this church, I've been listening. There was one man today talked about the Lord's coming. It was in Australia. It's the only thing I've heard. Maybe I'm not hearing right, but I don't think many of them, because when you get that, you're going to be ready. All we're going to be waiting for Jesus. These other things include buildings, boat rides, all this stuff in the world, because they're sort of first priorities. They're coming up and coming attractions, and they need to keep out there. They need to keep everything working. But see, God, we're at the end of closure of this dispensation. Men don't see it. Men don't see it. God said, be ready. Knowing the time, now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is your salvation near thee to believe. The night is far spent. The day is ahead. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness. Let us cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of light. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We need to remember, without wholeness, no man shall see or please God. God said there is a way to see the right in the man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Seek ye first his kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. There's some conditions, and everything for the Lord, there's conditions to be met. Isn't this waiting upon God? Even after that, there's conditions to be met. Serving God, giving your heart. And I believe as Christianity has made it too easy for the believer to give him multitudes. They said, oh, you're just like, you're sorry. So just come to us like you. I've heard him say that. Just, you're all right. But I believe we're like tender plants. And we need to grow. We need to be taught. Because eternity is forever and ever and ever. It's not something that's going to be measured in time, because if time will be no more. And that time be no more, that closure, after this, 1,000 years after this period of time, it will go into that and be eternity, whether in damnation or eternal life. Eternal life or damnation. And there's only one that controls each of these, that gives the final word, is God the Father. Now, Jesus has done his best. He came from heaven, came down upon earth, and gave his sacrifice. Paid in full. Sent the Apostle Paul out to be preached the Word of God. To bring the New Testament alive, that we as Christians could be alive in the things of God. They made a way that we could escape the corruption, the things that would come across this world, the pitfalls that many have been in. The days of darkness have been on this earth so long. As a day of light, light was shining, the glory cloud. But we come to that end of that glory cloud. People don't want to get rid of that glory cloud because they love that glory cloud. We've got to realize that God sees the souls out here. He longs for the day. His kids are going to come home. Who'll come? I feel the glory of God longs for the day that his children are coming home. We don't see it that way. We say, oh Lord, people, hold off while I'm playing off. She said, no, you don't get the picture. That day's closing down. Year 6,000 pretty much so where we are from the beginning of time. And that year 6,000 is probably a little over. I don't know exactly, but it could be one or the other. But it's very close. The Bible said that even Jesus doesn't know the hour, but the Father only. He knows exactly, and us inhabitants upon earth, small, great, whatever our color, whatever our size, our girl, boy, whatever, we're all going to stand before God. He's going to say, well done, or depart from me. And those are the areas, as long as everybody knows in their heart, they got it made. Well, praise God. Glory to God. It's going to be a glorious day. But boy, if we miss it, it's going to be a sad, sad day. A day that's, boy, I it's got me about tore up all the time thinking about people not being able to make it. I'll tell you, it's terrible. Boy, Jesus paid in full. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that we in exchange could live with him forever. Guaranteed. Call on me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Seek ye first my kingdom and all these things shall be added. But the Bible plainly says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This service today is sort of duplicates life. We start as a child. We don't know anything. We came in this world with nothing. But with the right things coming into our life, we're going to be a Christian. If we don't receive it, we don't have an inheritance for eternity. If we receive the Christian walk, the Christian way, and the things that God duplicate runs through His Word, we have a passport that leads to eternity. There's one thing that's working against us. I'm brought in the picture. What's the enemy? He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But what he does, I'll guarantee he comes into our church because he's a wrong spirit. But what he does, you're saved, you think he lets you believe in every of these things, but you're still going the wrong way. You gotta be careful because you have to be strong in the Lord. Because he wants to deceive you. He don't care how he hurts you. He don't care what he does. He lies to you. He won't tell the truth. See, God won't lie to you. God is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and life. And he tells you exactly like it is. You know, and they say, oh, you've got 500 years from now. You don't have to worry about it. You know what? That's just for sissies, just like that. Well, it's not for sissies. It's for Christians. Need that personal relationship with God. With the Spirit of God, that personal involvement, that seek ye first His kingdom. His kingdom is involving yourself in the things that are scriptural and spiritual, that we grow from a baby into a lady, a man of God. But we grow into it. We grow mature into it. It becomes our priority. Not my job, not my health, not me, but my end would be pleasing God, walking worthy unto Him, and all pleasing. That I may be fruitful in every good work. In every good work. That's pretty big, isn't it? That's what the Bible says. It says that we might be moved upon by God's Spirit. The Bible says we might train up a child when he's young, and he not depart when he comes old. That departing is very serious. We start off well, but we gotta finish well too. Not he that starts the race, but it's he that finishes the race that counts. God wants us to walk with glorious, hallelujah, the glory of God, alive unto God, alive, but dead to ourselves, dead to the things of this world that cause us to, there's things that cause us to take away our thinking, take away our character. See, if Satan can lose the love that we have for the Lord, that we walk in bitterness, walk in unbelief, walk in fear, judgmental. All these things are things that Satan uses in us that cause us sometimes to stumble. But we can't stumble because we got our eyes upon the Lord. If we don't have our eyes on the Lord, that much we can get our eyes in this Word, and this Word will bring us back to the Lord. This Word is powerful, sharper. The Bible says that a two-edged sword, it will keep us on track with God until the time that Jesus comes. We need to keep our eyes on the things from heaven. I'll lift my eyes to the hills. What's come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall neither slumber nor sleep. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. This eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, who shall himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward me. Call on me and answer me, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I believe it's been very pronounced today that God's here to help us. God wants us to walk in His love, in His direction, and we cannot be deceived. There's things that our steps are ordered by the Lord. Every day of our life should be ordered by the Lord. And that should just take it as a careless, but I walk purposely. I'm going to put my first foot down, and I'm not going to plan it until I know that I'm on the right. I'm going to hold it. Come down. I'm on. Okay, I can make the next Because we're on shifting sand. We're walking. And we need to be strong. We need to walk in allegiance to God. Walk allegiance to the powers of God. For the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty and there is love. But we walk in the powers of darkness, we get blinded. In closing, the Bible says that He blinds the minds of those who get in where they are deceived. You know, when we get away from God, we just deliberately keep going. It says He blinds our hearts. The first chapter of Romans talks about blinding. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, talks about blinding. There's other places that talk about blinding. There's something, when we get that blindness we can't see, we lose the way. And God wants to keep our eyes on the Lord. We need to be on hot for the Lord, cold this world. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way this day. I pray that you'll open your eyes and let you see the glory of God, that God's coming back soon. He's coming for those who's looking for His coming. We might be ready. We might in ourselves think, well, He's not coming to come back, but we don't know the time. Only the Lord knows. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you in a very special way. Encourage you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We add our amen to that. And we just pray that you'll be ready, that you'll be thinking about the end time. Father, thank you for this great day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.